Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Do you turn to food for comfort, whether you're aware of this or not? Why does this happen? Is there a way to stop it? Is this an addiction? Well, join us at the table today as we look into comfort eating. Hi guys, and welcome back. So, comfort eating. It's reported that 75% of people eat for emotional reasons rather than just hunger alone. And it is reported that 34% of adults have admitted to eating unhealthy foods just to make themselves feel better. When facing a difficult problem, feeling stressed or even feeling bored, emotional eating can sabotage your weight loss efforts. It can often lead to more depression, as it could induce an unhealthy lifestyle. Comfort eating is also known as emotional eating. So if you're wondering if you are a comfort or emotional eater, here are some signs to find out. Ask yourself, do you eat more when you're feeling stressed out? Do you eat when you're not hungry? Or when you're full? Do you eat to make yourself feel better when you are sad, angry, bored, or anxious? Do you reward yourself with food? Do you regularly eat until you are stuffed? Does food make you feel safe? Do you feel like food is your friend? Do you feel powerless and out of control around food? These are some telltale signs to find out if you are a comfort or an emotional eater.
Thank you so much.
So Sol, would you consider yourself to be a comfort eater, or do you know anyone that is?
Me personally, I wouldn't count myself as a comfort eater. I eat for the sake of eating when I'm hungry, and that's it. When I'm full, I can't put any more food in my mouth, should we say. It hurts my stomach, so
I would. You're always eating. Whenever I see you eating. So, yeah, I thought maybe it was for comfort. It's maybe just like food. I don't know. Maybe you're a foodie.
Maybe, but like I said, I only eat when I'm hungry, but not when I'm full. You know, the signs that you're saying when you're full, and so on. I know you mentioned a few, but yeah, I only eat when I'm hungry and that's it. But I do know someone, my wife, I think she's a comfort eater. She can eat even when she's full. She goes, I'm full, but I want to eat more. So there's that. So I know I'm not a comfort eater. Compared to her, she eats a lot more than I do.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a comfort eater. I can eat when I'm full. That the bit about does it make you feel good, or, you know, the junk food, definitely. I don't know if that's part of comfort eating.
Junk food has additives, isn't it?
Sweets. I've got sweet tooth, as you know, so I tend to, you know, I'm not sat there consciously thinking, oh, this chocolate is going to make me feel good. I just do it and I feel good afterwards. And then maybe I regret it. I think, oh, I've had too much sweets today, or, you know, too much snacks. I have cut down, but I'm not sure if that's actually comfort eating.
Comfort is, I think the way I look at comfort eating is like you eat because you like food, when you're stressed, like you're mentioning, these are telltale signs. When you're full, you know, it's your go-to when you're upset and so on.
Yeah, but it can get out of hand quickly. So I've got a friend who is known to comfort eat, and he's actually quite obese now. Like, he's just piled it on. And I don't know if he's, you know, picked this up from childhood, or he's just recently started comfort eating. But since he started his business, since he's become got married, become a father, that's where the dad bod comes from. I think a lot of men do tend to eat for comfort reasons, whether they're aware of it or not. So this particular friend I'm talking about, he's obviously admitted to me that, yeah, he just can't help it, but he's stressed out. He just turns to food to make him feel better. So he's really piled on since becoming a father and obviously doing his own business and whatnot.
But I think when you settle down, and I'm assuming this in most cases anyway, when you're in a decent relationship, you know, every relationship varies anyway, but when everyone's content, then you pile on the, you know, the mass anyway on your body. That's my...
I thought it would be reverse.
Why?
I thought it'd be reverse. I thought it'd be, if you're not happy, if you're not... Because you're stressed, because your situation's not good, so you look for comfort from food. You look for happiness from
food. No, so I agree with that, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, when you're happy, you're not going to eat as much. You know, you eat, but you don't... You let yourself go, should we say, in that sense. Talking about the dad body, like, you know, say the dad body, you're mentioning one. I'm avoid the comfort eating question. It's another topic overall. The dad body I'm talking about, what he's put on. I don't know him, so I don't know. I can't comment. All I'm trying to say is
there's a thing called a dad bod. Where do you think it comes from?
I get you. Yeah. They do say that. You usually get that when you get married.
Why do you think that is? Do you think you let yourself go?
You let yourself go, to be honest with you.
Because you think, from a male perspective, it's like, well, I found my wife now. I found my, you know, my mate, my partner, whatnot. I don't need to try now. Do you think it's that?
Yeah, and you're content.
Right.
That's the thing. Now, comfort eating is different else. Like you said, when you're stressed and all that, you're gonna pile it up in that sense. But that I was talking about two different topics, that's all.
Oh, okay, so okay. Yeah, I mean, I thought maybe some emotional reasons as well for the dad bod, but I think it might just be that, where you just think, you know what, I've got the... You know, she's going to love me regardless how I am, so I can just... I don't know who I'm trying to impress. Yeah. You know, some people have that mindset, so... I don't think it should be like that, but that's how it is for a lot of people.
That's what it's called, comfort eating.
Yeah. I mean, we're saying comfort eating, but like we've said, it's also known as emotional eating. It's almost like a hunger that can't be filled with food. So you're eating in the moment just to sort of like have good feelings, which is triggered by stresses of life. And you often, like I said, feel worse because you know it's really unnecessary consumption. And then you might just beat yourself up about it, thinking that you don't have enough willpower because you can't stop it. Like, just mentioned my friend, he wants to stop. He actually knows it because it's affecting his health now to a point where it's becoming a concern. Because obviously added fat brings a lot of health issues. And he's only in his early 30s, so he just feels like he needs another coping mechanism because he just turns to food every time.
Talking about comfort eating, I think it could be emotional. I mean, I can think of one example. My brother, he loves to eat, but I think it's more emotional through childhood.
Oh, so he's always been like that since it?
Yeah,
since childhood.
He's always been like that because since my mother passed away, that might be his comfort aspect, you know, going to food and eats. So that's what I can think of. Another example of what comfort eating is.
So what about your wife? Has she had that since childhood, or is that something like after?
I think it's child, to be honest with you. Yeah. because she's telling me some stories that whatever her brother didn't used to finish, she used to finish her brother's food off. She's the youngest in her family, by the way.
Yeah.
So my brother-in-law. So when he didn't finish any off, she used to finish it off. And then I think they used to joke around, calling her, "You're like a dustbin. You finish all my food off." So that's the joke.
It's more what's the reason behind it. So like emotional eating is usually triggered by stress, for example. Or like you mentioned earlier about your brother. So suffering. So if you've gone through something, it's a way to just shut yourself off from the problem that you're feeling, whether it's anger, fear, sadness, loneliness, whatever the situation is. And then you kind of use food as a crutch to make yourself feel better.
Okay. I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know about my wife, but I know she likes to eat. That's all I can say.
She might just be a foodie then.
Yeah.
You know, a foodie just like, yeah, just love to eat. So might be one of those.
But yeah, I know my brother, he eats for comfort reasons, but maybe that's subconscious and he doesn't know why he eats, and that's the trigger, you know, the emotional reason. That's what I can think of.
So it doesn't have to be extreme. Some people just eat out of boredom, emptiness that they're feeling. So it's like a void that you're trying to fill with food.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it varies from person to person, isn't it?
I mean, I've done a little bit of research on this, like, so I've gone online, and it's weird because it's kind of funny how the suggestions they give to counteract. So like they say, if you come for eating, so say, for example, if you're doing it because you're depressed and lonely, rather than eat a tub of ice cream, go and play with a pet, get yourself a cat or a dog. If you don't have one, you know, look at fun childhood memories. They say if you come for eat because you're anxious, then maybe get a stress ball to get rid of extra stress, or go for a brisk walk. If you're just exhausted or tired or bored, then do things that will, you know, sort of fill that void. Maybe take a hot bath with scented candles, go somewhere, watch a comedy show, just to sort of lift your mood, rather than turn to food.
What about social influence? Situations such as Instagram. So when people show how food is made.
Yeah, I suppose so. Have you heard of mukbang?
Yeah.
What's that dude called? This something avocado.
Avocado, yeah.
Yeah. So he was originally a vegan?
Very skinny fellow.
Yeah, was he a vegan or something, I think?
Something like that.
Wasn't he? Yeah. So vegetarian. And then over the years, he's been doing his mukbang challenges where you just eat a whole load of crap. Mm. And he's just piled. He's made money, but at what cost? You know, he's like I say,
his own health.
Exactly. It's not a problem until it becomes a problem, i.e. health-wise, like my mate. So my mate didn't just wake up one morning and he's like 16, 17 stones. It took years, but it just, you ignore it. You don't really see it as a problem. Like, oh, put on a bit of weight. Okay, I'll deal with it later. And then it just slowly piles on. It gets to a point where it becomes a problem because you've ignored it for so long. Now it's like, it might be hard to lose, you know, a couple of pounds, maybe a stone or two. And then when you're like 5-6 stones overweight, it's a real issue, which he's realized now.
I mean, it depends on it. There could be other hidden factors there which you don't know of. I mean, it's not just mental, it could be other aspects.
Even because look at most of the world is overweight,
mm-hmm.
especially in the West.
Most people in the West, yeah.
In the West. Overconsumption of food. And it's because even knowing that unhealthy foods are bad for you, they still turn to them. Again, it's not so much about the food. It's more to do with work stress, financial, relationship.
Yeah, but it's a lot easier to get, you know, like takeaway, eat out food and all that in the West, which is a bit maybe difficult. I don't know. I'm just assuming.
Yeah, no, right? Obviously, like we said, we did an episode on that as well with the food at the door. You know, the convenience, how it's made it so convenient now for you to just go on your app, press a button, and it's there. Someone just brings your food to you. Once in a while is okay, but it's almost becoming like takeouts like the normal for a lot of people, especially working families where both parties, both parents are working. So it's like that dynamic of someone stays home and does the cooking and whatnot. So it doesn't happen.
Yeah, but then they have to have an interest as well, isn't it? There's that aspect as well. If you don't really have an interest, then, you know, then nobody's going to cook at home. That's one aspect. The other aspect is...
I don't know. So interest aside, it's I get you, and that's right, but it's also health benefits. It's like, especially if you've got kids, so it's like you are what you eat. So you might not be interested. I don't like cooking, but I know if I was a parent, I would try and learn. That's why, you know, if and when I get married, I want someone who can cook. If not, I'll learn. And I would do it just because I wouldn't want to feed my children takeout, you know.
Every day.
Five, six days a week or whatever. It's like...
Once in a week is
fine. Once in a blue moon's fine. You don't want to neglect, you know, you don't want to neglect them from that. It is good. I remember as a kid going to McDonald's and it was like the highlight, you know, of the week. Yay, McDonald's. You know, you didn't know any better.
McDonald's. I don't think we had much McDonald's when we were young.
You didn't?
No, not when I was a child. Mostly when I was an adult to a teenager.
For us, bro, that was a treat. That was a once in a blue moon type thing. So let's get back to the topic at hand.
Bro, stop making my lines.
You've not used it for a while, but yeah. So yeah, let's do that. So
okay.
You're not a comfort eater, you said. You've never been. Yeah. Your brother may be.
I don't think I am, personally.
Your missus might be. She might be a foodie, but your brother seems like he is.
Yeah.
And he's been like that since childhood.
Yeah, he's been like that since childhood. I remember him eating. You know, he likes to eat. I mean, it's not just any specific food. It's not just takeout. He likes to have homemade food as well.
Yeah.
Again, I think it's emotional more than...
You can actually go without food for quite a long time. You know, people fast. There's actually a thing called intermittent fasting where people will eat one meal a day or they'll eat in like a 4 or 5 hour window and it's supposed to have great health benefits. With this, if it's becoming an issue, obviously seek medical advice and go see what your GP is saying. But some of the stuff that I've come across that could help overcome this issue would be eat foods that could keep you fuller for longer. Have a healthy diet. So try not to, like they say, you are what you eat. So try and eat healthier foods, healthy body, healthy mind type of thing.
But it's not just about eating, in it. It's like we were talking about, what if it's mental?
Yeah. So even on the mental side, they say have positive self-talk. Because we're in our heads quite a lot.
Yeah.
So have positive self-talk.
I mean, if you're lonely, then you might need somebody to talk to, friends, I don't know, family members. Everyone's situation is different, isn't it? Everyone's circumstance is different.
Yeah.
We can't just put one...
You can't put under one banner, but there's... Yeah. Tools and techniques. It's always about going to the root of the problem. So if you're lonely, i.e. you don't have a partner, you won't have a partner, you should try and do something. That's not going to happen overnight. You might not find someone overnight, but make attempts. And then, like I said, you can hang out with your friends, family, socialize. Like, your root is loneliness. It's not food. Instead of sitting there, turning to food. Because it's such a mental issue, there's a lot. So it's stress. So de-stress, how can you do that? You can do yoga, you can do meditation, breathing techniques. There's so many other things you can do that would be advantageous to your health rather than detrimental.
I think it's more about keeping yourself occupied in it. You need to do some other activities that you'd enjoy. I don't know. I mean,
you touched on social earlier. Do you think it's the media? You think advertising's got a big part to do with it? Because I'm trying to wonder, why is it that most of the West is overweight? compared to the East? Like you got to think about, because everyone has problems. You know, we all live in life. No one's life is perfect. You've got different strokes, different problems. But why is it that we turn to food more than people in the East and the Far East?
Money is one aspect I can think of.
Money. Okay. Yeah. So money. Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, people have
abundance
of money, so they got
food as well.
Food is everywhere. To grasp on. People with lower income, they don't have enough to eat. They'll struggle, or not saying struggle, but they'll have lesser income to release money on food. So they'll just have limit on what to eat.
Yeah. So it is advertising, I think. Even if it's just not on the TV or on the internet, it's like impulse buys. You go to the store, they deliberately put, you know, quick, and it's usually unhealthy stuff just there on offer.
Buy one, get one free, bug off.
Yeah, yeah. And you tend to go. I've done that a few times. I've gone to the till. So I'm aware of it now, so I don't do it as much now. But before, I just, it's an offer. I just pick it. I wasn't going for that chocolate or whatever it may be, treat. But no, treat myself. And it's like, why? I wouldn't have normally bought it just because they put it in the till. It actually works that, and they put it on offer. So, yeah.
Okay. So if someone's going through this situation, you've got any couple of tips or a few tips that you can help our listeners out there?
Well, first and foremost, it's always going to be to seek professional medical advice. But just some tips that I came across looking into this matter online would be, try to find the root cause of the problem to fill the emotion. So what's the emotion? What's the problem you're trying to fix or fill with the food? Whether it be loneliness, whether it be boredom, whether it be financial, relationship, stress. So try to fix that rather than just cover it with food.
Mm-hmm. Any others?
And just like we said before, maybe try and exercise more, eat clean foods, you know, like we say, healthy mind, healthy body.
Mm-hmm. True.
And
any more? Or
part of life is stress. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things come from stress. So try and find ways to de-stress, whether that's chilling out with friends and family, although sometimes they can stress you out more. But go cycling, yoga, do breathing exercises, swimming, you know, stuff like that, dancing, just stuff that makes you happy, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, Dims. I feel a bit stressed. I think I should go for a jog. You know what? Can't be bothered. I might just go another chicken burger.
No, Sol. You've had too many chicken burgers this week. I told you what I told you about. Have you been listening? Have you been paying attention? What have I told you about comfort eating?
It's not comfort eating. I'm just hungry.
You're being lazy. Right. Put your trainers on. Let's go for a jog around the block. Right. We're off for a jog.
Okay.
And we'll see you guys next week. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next week at the table for another great episode. Until then, take care and jog on.
See you next week, guys. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.